Today is Monday, the 22nd of April, 2024. We are thankful that you joined us this morning. Our Minute with the Master is from Job 29, verse number 2. Job speaking, "How I long for the months gone by, for the days when God watched over me." In our scripture this morning, things got so rough for Job until he found himself longing for the days when life was easier, when he felt God's presence, and when he had all the creature comforts that life could offer him. What Job eventually learned was that God did not leave him when times got hard. He learned that it was during the hard times that God carried him because he did not have the strength to carry himself. And as we reflect on days gone by, it appears that times were simpler. It appears that living expenses were cheaper. It appears that good health was plentiful and people cared deeply for each other. It appears that life was not as hard. Children were not as rebellious and problems were not as complex as they are today. Know today that the same God who was with us in days gone by is the same God who is with us right now. The same God who was with us in simpler times is the same God who is keeping us right now. The same God who took care of our mothers and our fathers is the same God who will take care of us, our children, and our grandchildren. During our time of uncertainty, we may not see God's hand and we may not be able to feel his presence, but we can rest assured that he is working. He is in control of everything that is going on around us. God will never leave us to fend for ourselves. He is always right by our side, leading us through unpredictable and uncertain times. I urge you to live today as if God is with you. Rest in him. Rely on him. Blindly act with total confidence in his word. If his word promised it, live like it. If his word said it, go about your day anticipating him to deliver on it at any minute now. Thus, hang yourself out there today with God's word as your rope of security. You will never know if you can count on God unless you step out on his word. Step out scared. Step out with reservations. Step out not knowing where you will land. And I assure you, if you step out by faith, God will not let you fall. He will guarantee you a safe landing. Our prayer team this morning is Sister Cece and me, and at this time I'm going to turn the session to Sister Cece.
Good morning, everyone. Our prayer petitions for the day follow. Patrick M. of Illinois, we intercede for him to be guided by the mighty hand of God as he is released from prison to a transitional house to prepare him for mainstream society. We pray for a successful transition and for a life of good decisions and service to others. Kyra, and all those starting over again, we make an earnest appeal to God to keep them strong and free from doubt. We pray they are given courage to start the rebuilding process and look to God to lead the way. Sylvester N., he is experiencing memory loss. We pray for him to get the correct diagnosis and effective treatment so his mind is made whole. Those going through radiation and chemo, we ask God to make their bodies like new and remove all sickness and disease from their environment. Those unable to physically care for themselves, we ask the Lord to meet all their needs and for their caregivers to be diligent in their duties, kind, and God-fearing. Those going through a tough situation, we pray God shows you how to release your worry to him and how to blindly depend on him to work out things for you. The shattering of false gods. We pray for family members to be delivered from belief in the occult, to be released from the grips of the enemy, and for them to be alert to their targeted attacks, to his targeted attacks. Everyone on the call, We pray you are given the level of wisdom needed to navigate the day and discernment to make the right decision. We continue to lift those in need of salvation, restoration, and healing. We keep the Prince Ministries intercessors, prayer readers, and daily callers lifted before the Lord for protection and spiritual power. We pray for racial disparity and criminal justice reform. We ask God to endow our President of the United States with wisdom and compassion to govern all people. We pray for the end of Russian hostility and the withdrawal of their troops from Ukraine. We ask God to protect, comfort, and strengthen families, children, and civilians in Ukraine, Israel, Gaza, and all war-torn regions. And we pray they find healing and hope in the midst of the devastation. We pray for our little ones and senior citizens to be protected, deliverance for teenagers and adults struggling with their identity, and security for domestic abuse victims. We further pray for our neighborhoods to be kept safe, our school children to be kept secure, and for our school leadership to be guided by the hand of God as they educate our children. Be blessed today. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Cece, and you and Brother Wallace be blessed as well. Let us look to the Lord. The psalmist declares this morning, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Good morning, Father. Father, we come to you as humbly as we know how. We come to you, Father, with praise in our hearts, with thanksgiving on our lips, and with you on our minds. We thank you for another day. We thank you, God, because we know that whatever this day brings, that you are in front of us, making a way for us so that we might get through with victory. We thank you this morning for food, for clothes, for shelter, for all of those things that we need to get through this life. We thank you most of all for eternal life, because we declare this morning that this world is not our home, but it is just a pit stop on our way to glory. And while we journey down here in this foreign land, we pray, God, that you will surround us with your faith, surround us with your presence, surround us with your wisdom, with your insight, and with everything that we need to get through the day successfully. We thank you this morning for our families, for our loved ones, for our livelihood, for the Social Security checks, for the retirement checks, for all of those things, God, that you have blessed us with to make life just a little easier for us. Help us to be more in tune with your voice today. Help us, Father, to consult you with everything that we are confronted with. Help us, God, to get guidance from you as we are confronted with various decisions today. And we pray that you put a bubble of protection around each of our loved ones to protect them from hurt, harm, and danger. We come now turning our attention to the prayer list. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And we pray this morning that you will light Patrick M's path, and not only him, but all of those who are going from prison to transitional housing arrangement. We pray, God, that the workers there will be fair. We pray that they will be uplifting and encouraging. And we pray for everybody who passes through the transitional housing environment to be renewed, to be refreshed, and to come out on the other end, God, ready for life and ready, God, to live an upright life. We pray for Kyra and all of those who are starting over again. We thank you for second, third, and fourth chances. You promised us that you would supply every need that we have. And we pray, God, that you will supply the needs of those who are starting from ground zero. For Sylvester M. and all of those who are experiencing unexpected memory lapses for what appears to be no reason, Father, we pray that they will get connected with the right medical team. We pray that they will get the correct diagnosis. We pray, God, that you will either heal them by miracle or by the hands of man. Either way, we know that healing comes from you, and we are trusting you to make them whole. For those who continue to go through radiation and chemotherapy treatments, we thank you, God, for the advances that you are endowing man with
so that they might make these treatments easier, so that they might make them more effective and not so long. We pray, God, for all of those who are undergoing treatment today, that you will continue to lift them for no side effects, for their energy to be renewed, and for their outlook to remain hopeful, and for them to remain in faith this morning. For those who are unable to physically care for themselves, we thank you, God, for the helping hands that you place all around us. We thank you, God, for giving those who cannot go for themselves helping feet. We thank you for giving those who cannot think for themselves helping intellect and helping minds through other people. And we ask you to keep caregivers, keep them uplifted, and keep them focused on the problem, on the situation at hand, so that they might continue to serve with a spirit of love and with a spirit of excellence. For those who are going through a tough situation this morning, Father, we lean on your word that says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything through prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, we make our request known unto you. We pray now that you will lead us through tough situations, lead us through unexpected situations, lead us, God, through those things that we have no idea how to get through on our own, and we thank you in advance for that. We recognize this morning that the devil comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. We pray this morning that you will lift the standard against the enemy this morning. We pray that you will shatter any false gods that our children have fallen victim to. We pray for them to be delivered from belief in the occult. We pray for them to be released from the grips of the enemy. And we pray, God, that you will make them wise and make them alert to the attacks of the enemies of this world. For everyone who has joined us this morning, I'm so thankful for your presence on this call. I'm so grateful, God, that you have surrounded each of us with people who will pray for us, people who will lift us up, people who will share our burdens, and people, God, who have our best interest at heart. As we each go our various ways today, I pray that you will supply whatever spiritual, whatever material, whatever financial needs that we have. And I pray that you will remind us to lean and depend on you and not look to ourselves for answers today. I pray, God, that you will put people in our path who we can speak a word to so that they might be saved. I pray that you will put people in our path who we can speak a word to so that they might be uplifted and prepared to go on just another day. This is our prayer. We present it in the name of Jesus, and we submit it through his shed blood. Amen.
Amen. And thank you, Sister Prince. Our session for today has come to a close, but we will meet again tomorrow at the same time. Thank you for joining us, and remember, justification by faith is not an abstract idea, but a reality for life. Have a blessed day. Goodbye.
Amen. Justification.